Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany. We're glad to see that you came back for another great episode. This time we had an opportunity to go visit Essence Motors with Elias and Maria. They are the owners of Essence Motors, and they are a small auto sales business down on Sunset, in the Sunset Corridor there. So we were excited to be able to go down and visit them. They have a quaint little space that they've built up there at 520 East Sunset, and we were grateful for the opportunity for to sit down with them to hear their story and learn a little bit about their business and what their background is. So, but before we get to our interview, Tiffany, what do we have going on this week?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back and happy beginning of your holiday season. To kick off your holiday season this weekend, we have Shop Small Saturday on Water Street. There's going to be activities for the whole family. There'll be things in the Water Street Plaza, the Army Plaza, and in front of Michael's Fine Art Photography and Las Vegas Kettle Corn. So we'll have live entertainment, plenty of opportunities and promotions at all of our Water Street businesses to shop small. And not just shop small, but dine locally and sip locally, stop in for a coffee, stop at one of our breweries. It is this Saturday, the 26th, at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then next Friday, we have Winterfest kicking off, and the evening night parade will be Friday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. along Water Street. So bundle up and bring the whole family down for a great light parade on Water Street.
Got a lot coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and after everybody recuperates from Thanksgiving and from Black Friday shopping, you can come out to Shop Small Saturday, so that'd be awesome.
Exactly. Think locally and think your local small business owners on Shop Small Saturday this year.
Yeah, come check out some of the businesses down here on Water Street. We have a lot of cool little shops, and as important, you could also check out some of the breweries and food that's down here, so it's exciting. Cool. Thanks, Tiffany. A lot going on. Come on down. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and turn to our interview with Elias and Maria and Essence Motors. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. Today, we have the opportunity to sit down with Elias. Yeah. Oh, I almost had it. Elias and Marie with Essence Motors. So we're happy to have you guys on. Thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. So Essence Motors, you guys are here down on Sunset, the Sunset Road corridor. You know, this is kind of the car corridor for a lot of purposes. There's a lot of car-oriented businesses down in this area. So what brought you guys into the area?
We were looking for an industrial space. We really love the hidden gem look. So we really were looking for a place where when people enter our retail and our offices and showroom, they'll be like, oh wow, the kind of unexpected energy and vibe.
Inspired by a lot of those places that look very unassuming on the outside, and then you walk inside, it's this big surprise. And I think that was one of the
was kind of the
ideas that
the driving force. Yeah.
Well, you definitely found a hidden gem yes. back here off of Sunset. So that's we have a lot going on in this corridor and mm-hmm. area, and so I'm sure you guys have found a lot of good success. So you guys have been open for about a little over a year, is it?
A
year and a half now.
A year and a half. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I should step back. You know, we talk about you're in the car business. What is your business? You know, what is it you guys do?
We sell, buy, sell, and consign cars mostly geared towards enthusiasts. Just like things that are really cool, a lot of future classics, really focus on low ownership, low mileage, provenance, really high quality cars that, I guess for us, you know, your car is kind of your outfit on the road. Mm-hmm. We're not in the business of, you know, getting you from point A to B. It's more, you know, a lot of fun, a lot of passion. What else can we say?
Yeah, I will also say that, as you mentioned, we really like cars for enthusiasts, but we also really want to provide great example for pretty much any price point. We really currently, our inventory goes from a Ford Fiesta ST that is a tiny hot hatch cars up to a Ferrari. So no matter what the price point is, we really want to bring the best experience and the best vehicle for anyone and every enthusiast in the Henderson area and nationwide, actually, because we have clientele nationwide.
Oh, that's awesome. I was gonna say, you took us on a little tour beforehand, and seeing a Ferrari sitting in your bay back there is pretty cool. So
yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a cool find. You said it was like a 2001, is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a 2001, 17,000 miles. We really love every single type of cars. We really don't discriminate. Again, provenance and quality of example is something that really does matter to us. But again, you know, like when people come to the plaza, and people don't really expect even the retail shop, the way it's designed and laid out. And then they see a Ferrari in the back, they're like, oh, what's... It's like okay. The Alibaba cavern almost.
Right, this is awesome. It's like, hey, you got some cool stuff back here.
So we're trying.
Got some good finds and some good classics back there. That's awesome. So how'd you guys get into the business?
We have very...
different backgrounds. We actually don't come from the car industry at all.
Yeah, we'll go for it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can tell you my background. Yeah. I'm originally from France, born and raised. My family was in the restaurant industry since I was actually born in a restaurant. Small business owners. and then I moved to New York, worked in marketing for luxury brands.
Okay.
But I was not very good at office politics. You know, and so I went back into the restaurant industry, worked for Michelin star chef in New York, managing the restaurant there. Then I met Marie in New York.
Okay.
We then moved to Japan.
Oh, wow.
To Tokyo.
Yeah, to Tokyo for a year and a half, 2 years. Then I went back into the restaurant industry in Southern California, working for Porsche. They have a huge track, and I was taking care of all their food and beverage. But in the meantime, I grew up loving cars, and I always had interesting car personally that I would buy, sell. And purchasing cars give us a lot of insight on, put it this way, working in the restaurant industry, which is an extremely consumer-focused experience that, your consumer is number one, two, and three in your priorities.
Right.
And purchasing car was kind of often a bittersweet experience that I had at dealership at any price point. And we wanted to do the opposite. You know, provide quality good for reasonable price and amazing customers experience. Uh-huh. And, you know, a lot of them became our friends. And we really, you know, it's always a big moment at any price point when you purchase a car.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to make sure that from the moment you first look at the car, then think about it, you know, it's a big, it's a happy time for you, for us, for everyone. So
investment. You're making an investment, so you want to feel good about it.
Exactly. And it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you're not buying bread. <You know? laughs> So it should be an exciting and uplifting time. It's a new page, in a new chapter in your life. And we want to make sure that, you know, we do our best to make sure that chapter starts on solid base and foundations.
That's amazing to go from restaurants to cars. Is
not
what you'd think is a typical path of.
I always loved cars. I'll be lying. I was always, you know, love to drive, love cars in general. They're really part of, I think, a subconscious of, especially in the U.S., you know, that big road, big country, mm-hmm. sense of freedom. And, you know, sometimes you just drive your car to take a breather and let yourself cool out. And I think it's on top of being your outfit on the road, and it's really something that talks to your personality to some extent.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is funny because I think of opposite of Europe being more kind of like basically what you describe the U.S. being as. I think of like Europe as when you go driving over there, you got this nice car. You're just driving through. It's like you're driving through the Alps and just enjoying the scenery.
You know, in Henderson, we're very fortunate to have beautiful roads, beautiful back roads, amazing scenery. Today, you know, you drive, you see ice cap in the mountain, and the sun is shining. We have nothing to feel shy about. Felt like
It's funny because I was born and raised in Las Vegas, so on the west side. So I grew up in the desert, and growing up in the desert, you don't always necessarily appreciate the desert.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
So it took me 10 years of moving away to come back and realize kind of what you're describing is that it's not such a bad place. It's there are a lot of benefits. There's a lot of beauty in the surrounding area, and to go just be out in nature in a car
We have amazing nice driving road. We have you know, the Red Rocks. We have, if you go up to Mount Charleston, you know, there's beautiful roads that really make you connect as a human almost. You know, you take fresh air and let it out.
You take your Audi, your convertible Audi out, right?
Exactly, exactly. Or your Ford Fiesta. Or the Ferrari, whichever, whatever. It's also a big spirit, you know, the sky is big here.
Yeah.
We don't have anything similar in Europe. The greatness of the sky and nature and sunrise, sunset.
Right.
Those colors are very unique too.
Absolutely, it's one of those. I mean, every place has its beauty.
Exactly.
And so it's amazing.
And you always take it for granted eventually, I feel like. But Marie has a different background. She's not a restaurant.
No, my background's totally different. But I did live in Tucson, Arizona as a small child. So I've always loved the desert. Because we moved around a lot. To Massachusetts and Iowa. I mostly grew up in the Midwest. And I've always loved the desert, I just love the desert here. I love the sunsets; they're killer.
Yeah,
you know.
Amazing.
But my background is different from Elias. We met in New York, as he mentioned. I worked at Tiffany & Company for a long time there, the jewelry company in corporate headquarters in New York.
Yeah.
In the digital marketing and e-commerce space.
Okay.
My background is luxury e-commerce, and again, similar to Elias, it's customer facing, very much about customer experience and brand experience, and you know, providing the best experience possible for everyone who walks in. And so I think that's, you know, one of the main focuses of our business here is to build that kind of, you know, place where people love to come and we want to make friends with our customers and have a good time and share that passion and excitement. I've always loved cars too myself, so I think that's one of the many reasons why we got here. many connections. And
Mary's knowledge and experience is very helpful for us because very few people list big ticket item online. A lot of people finding our vehicle find them online, but even if they're from the other side of the country, quite often they will fly in, see the car, get an experience. And then people, if they're local-ish, like Texas, they will have a tendency to drive back with them because spend a weekend in the area, then drive back in your new car is a great experience.
Absolutely.
Some people that are in Connecticut or Florida, they more have a tendency to ship them. But Marie's knowledge and experience of the online experience.
Selling luxury high-ticket items online is definitely a very particular thing to do.
Right.
Like, how do you describe it? How do you gain trust? Make the customer feel really confident and giving them as much information as possible. We do a lot of FaceTime virtual viewings with our customers as well. And it's just like disclosing everything.
Yeah.
You know, just like, this is exactly, you know, make sure this is the car that you want. And here's like every little thing
about
it. There's
the fine details.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fully transparent. We don't actually do any type of servicing in-house.
Mm-hmm.
We're very fortunate to be in this town because we have a lot of specialists, like master technicians for each brand.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have a tendency to work with specialists in every single brand, getting them serviced. We don't do it in-house because we rather have a pro instead of a jack of all trade.
Sure.
Yeah, there's some really great specialists here, like in Mercedes and BMW
and every single brand.
Really fantastic.
Yeah, we're very fortunate.
That's one thing I've come to realize is I've owned enough German vehicles in my life that a German mechanic is very particular about their German cars.
Oh yeah.
And so
and they would not work on certain, you know, like you have the Mercedes-Benz specialist that will know all of them, because we sell also, we do carry vintage cars here and there, and it's always good to say, you know, they just like hear it and say, oh, that's nothing, you need to do this, which is very, you know, important, that knowledge base.
Yeah, well, it gives you a lot of comfort as one as someone trying to sell, but also the person you're selling to be able to, you know, tell them, hey, this has been checked out.
And we do what needs to be done, and we disclose everything. We, you know, we often have customers say, "You really went too deep," and we're like, "No, we want you to receive the."
Yeah, whether they're local or across the country, too. You know, both ways.
Well, it's amazing. So you have a lot of customer, you know, very customer driven. I like that that approach, and that, you know, and trying to make your business more about the person you're selling to than just selling a product.
100%.
The human connection is key, because we always talk also to our customer in the type of car they desire, because we do custom search for customer as well. And sometimes we have cars in stock and it might not be the best fit for the customer, and we actually tell them, you know, next time, but this doesn't fit your need currently.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, yeah, take it.
I have four kids and I really want that Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly. How big is the trunk?
I don't think the football helmet will fit.
Yeah, you know.
We can sure try. That's it.
But yeah. And
what else?
No, that's awesome. I like that approach. I think it's important to be able to build that connection, to build that rapport with, you know, with your customers, and to be able to have that, you know, have that connection with them.
But I feel it applies to pretty much everything. You know, in Henderson, there is a great sense of community between the event on Water Street and all the other smaller shop, and there is big players in Henderson. There is, I think, Google is right there, and
Google.
And you know, there's all the big dealership, like very large companies, but you know, the sense of community is really what matter for customers life in general.
I mean, yeah, it's nice having the big dealers, you know, right nearby, but also having, you know, businesses like yours and other specialty shops that you find all along Sunset here is, you know, is really what makes the car industry, I think, more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Or just the fact that you have a lot of that customization and ability to make that, you know, make the vehicle your own.
Yeah, we have our own niche. We could be considered a mom and pop shop, technically.
Yeah.
And it's, we are our own niche, and I don't think we're in big competition with the bigger guys.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah, it's very different.
Yeah. And it's kind of a win-win situation.
And that's why, I mean, I think, you know, in terms of a lot of industries, you know, sometimes people see it as like competition, but it's also, I think it's more of a synergy. that, you know, its ability to bring industries together to it from all aspects of that industry. Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, those are the big car dealerships. They're moving probably hundreds of cars a month, you know, through their lots and stuff, where, you know, folks like for you that you maybe you're moving 10 to 15 a month or something to that effect. But, you know, but the fact that, you know, the type of experience that you're providing to your buyer and to, you know, to be able to cater to their needs is a completely different experience.
Yeah, it's a different market completely.
Yeah.
And you know, it's everybody fill their market, and, you know, we're very glad to fill ours. And, you know, customers are happy. It really works this way. The human connection is a huge thing for us, and really, really, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I wrote this thing. I think I've told you about this, like this thing about, you know, what are the biggest objectives or goals. And for me, which I don't know, is like, work with customers who become lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. Lifelong friends. Like, this is like this thing that I just mm-hmm. always strive for, and it's just always like in my heart.
I mean, inevitably, once a customer, it's a lifelong customer, so you might as well have him be your friend also.
Yeah.
So.
And it's great because, you know, we sell cars, and, you know, like, we had that customer that would send us like picture of his children in the back, and he's like, they love it. And, you know, it's really those moments that we were saying, opening a new chapter in people's lives. And it's very rewarding to mm-hmm. see it alive and keep going. So it's a very exciting part of our job.
That's awesome. That's cool to be able to have that that connection and that experience.
Yeah, totally.
To see it change, mm-hmm. help families' lives out. And
yeah.
Help them out.
So yeah. Just make people happy. You know, putting smiles on faces, mm-hmm. really.
So, it's contagious. Yeah. So, you know.
That's right. Now I want to buy a car.
Yeah. We get you covered.
Yeah.
I have my car picked out. I'm just waiting for her to buy her car. So.
You know. Trickle down.
It's a trickle down. Okay. It's my sister's.
Yeah,
telling me about. So I'll be sure to send this to her so she knows that. I'm spreading the word. I'm waiting for mm-hmm. your car.
The trap is all set for
that's
you.
That's right. I've already texted her about your cars. No, that's awesome. So maybe a last question mm-hmm. that I have to think about. So what was your first car that you bought?
In our entire life?
Or what was your favorite? What was the first or your favorite car that you bought?
That you bought here for Essence Motors. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, in your
personally.
Life.
Personally.
The first car, well, there's a few cars for me because I've always loved cars. I mean, one of the earliest cars that I had was a 19, I don't even know what year it was. It was like this old Chrysler LeBaron.
Oh.
That thing was fantastic. I drove it with my friend from Ohio to California after college and went through Death Valley, and the air conditioner died. But I still have a soft spot for that LeBaron. And then after that, I love little Japanese sports cars. Mm-hmm. So I had a 1995 Acura Integra GSR,
okay. Yeah.
Little five-speed guy, you know.
It's a fun ride.
VTEC, that thing was super fun. I love that thing so much. It got stolen twice.
Twice.
Once in Beverly Hills and once in the Bronx. It was gone forever. But then I always wanted that 300ZX. That was one of my top cars. So I had one of those. I cried when I sold it. I sold it to some guy in Long Island.
You're like, I want it back.
I know, I want it back. I'm still looking for one. I'm still looking for the right one to this day. Yeah.
Those are fun cars. Yep. Those are definitely fun rides.
Yeah, fun rides. What about you?
Me would be quite a few different ones. I used to take my parents' car, like, unofficially growing up in France.
Mm-hmm.
So I have great memories. And my mom had a Volkswagen Polo, which is smaller than a Golf.
Uh-huh.
And what didn't I do with this car? And me and my friend used to go out at night and drive it, thinking the world was ours. It was. So there is definitely an emotional connection to that first sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two cars that were really big cars and big moments in my life. The first one was a Mercedes-Benz SL.
Oh, wow.
It was a big V8, very over for that time, yeah. On any topic, very overwhelming for me, but various sense of solidity and pleasure. And then definitely a Porsche 911.
Mm.
And it was a manual, and we used to live in Los Angeles then.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to daily drive that thing, and I loved it. It was my baby. And yeah, you know, it's like almost, forgive me for that connection, but it's almost like a high school girlfriend where you think it's like, it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
And it definitely had, like, every morning I used to look at the car and be, wow. I used to go and glass of wine and looking at the curves. Obsessed.
Right.
I was obsessed with that car.
That's awesome. Yeah. They said it's a good feeling when, you know, you're like, it's my car.
Yeah.
I take care of it. Yeah.
And cars have that thing where, you know, from the outside curve to the interior leather and small details that you really can appreciate over time and really almost fixate on certain part of the car. And it's really something that very romantic, you know, yeah. In a way. You can enjoy it on the open road or standing still in your garage. And it's both enjoyable experiences and... Yeah.
That's awesome. That's yeah. Fun. Well, thanks for sharing that. I like that. I like those. All those cars are amazing cars. The Clarsville LeBaron, that was surprising, but I can remember those
fun cars. So. It was like the one that I got after college and drove it from Ohio. It didn't last very long. But then, yeah, after that, it was like my little manual, my stick shift cars that I loved. Yeah.
Come to realize the desert definitely takes its tolls on vehicles, and so
yep.
the heat here is not very forgiving when it when it comes to cars. And
yeah, newer cars they're very, but it's true that the heat does take a toll on everything, on you too.
Oh, yeah, it's,
you
yeah,
know,
and the dust too.
Yeah, I've had my fair share of air conditioning breaking down in the middle of the desert. It was like, it's 120 degrees outside, but I have to roll the window down.
Oh, yeah.
This is not good.
It's like a hairdryer going on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can feel that pain.
Yeah. It's like when we first moved there, you know, it's like, why am I so thirsty? I'm dehydrated.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
You are.
Yes, you are. Yeah,
you're a lot of water.
It's drying me out.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for having us and letting us come and sit down with you for a minute here and learn a little bit about your business and your background, and we really appreciate you being a Henderson business, and but thank you for being a good business customer and, you know, providing a lot of good customer service to your patrons and clients that come in. So
well, thank you for having us. Yeah. It's a great treat to be in Henderson, and we're very happy to have you here. Thank you for coming in, and you know, we'll
absolutely.
I know, and thank you so much for helping us like get launched in the first place.
Too. Oh yeah,
like,
we really
appreciate all the guidance and everything you helped us with, like the whole license process.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's everything. Such an easy process sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but yeah, it was really really helpful.
No, well, so it's my pleasure. That's, you know, like I said, we're here to help businesses get open and get running and as if easily and efficiently as possible. So
working the magic every day.
So well, thank you. We try where we can. But thanks again, and we'll look forward to come back and seeing you again in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back from that interview. Hopefully you enjoyed that time with Elias and Maria. They had a wonderful story. We loved having the opportunity to sit down with them and hear about how they came into the boutique car business of selling cool cars. They had some pretty amazing cars in their shop, and hopefully if you're in the market for a new car, they can definitely help you find what you may be looking for. But it was definitely interesting hearing how they start out in the restaurant business and end up in the car business. And even with Tiffany's, I guess, with Maria, she had little bit of a retail Tiffany background. So
it is very cool. Such an interesting story. And I love that we're discovering that Sunset sort of just lends itself to an automotive corridor for all your needs, whether it's searching for a new car, looking for that awesome classic car, or anything in between.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cool custom shops down there and businesses. So if you need to have a car need, head down that way. And if you need, like I said, if you need to find a car to buy, go check out Essence Motors. Elias and Maria definitely will sit down with you and help you find what you're looking for. But so thanks again, Elias and Maria, for letting us come sit with you guys. And if you're interested in learning more about them, you can go check out their website. What was their website?
Their website's essencemotors.net.
Essencemotors.net.
Help you pick out the exact car you're looking for. They'll do all the hunting and searching for you, and you'll just have to show up and pick up your new car.
It's a fun experience to go through, that's for sure. So awesome. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in and listening. And again, to call out, if you or your business, or you know somebody who would be interested in being on our podcast, please always reach out to us. You can check us out, email me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, cityofhenderson.com. And be sure to go check out our website also. You can go to cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment and go see what's going on in the redevelopment areas or with throughout the city. Also, there's a lot of websites. Sorry, we'll throw it out there, but I know Tiffany has one more that she wants to share with
you. I was going to jump in and say, check out waterstreetdistrict.com too for a complete business listing and all of the events that are happening on Water Street this holiday season.
Yeah, those events are on there of what's going on, and includes the farmers markets on Thursdays and all the other activities coming up. So thanks again for tuning in and taking a moment to be with us to hear about some of the cool businesses we have going on in our redevelopment areas. And we look forward to coming back to you and with some more interviews here in the near future. Talk to you soon.
See you next time.